Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 19, verses 31 to 42.
今天是約翰福音的19章第31至42節。
We will be reading today's scripture responsively, first in English, then in Chinese.
企業方式來讀,先用英文讀,用中文讀出。
Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away.
So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him.
But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs.
But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water.
He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe.
For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled. No one of his bones will be broken.
And again, another scripture says, they will look on him whom they have pierced.
After this day, Joseph of the Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, secretly appeared to Jews, asked Pilate and he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate said, he came and took away his body.
Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloe, about 75 pounds in weight. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid.
《約翰福音》第19章31至42節，用企業方式來讀。猶太人因這日是預備日，又因那安息日是個大日，就求比拉多叫人打斷他們的腿，把他們拿去，免得屍首當安息日留在十字架上。 只是來到耶穌那裡，見他 已经死了，就不打断他的腿。看见这事的那人就作见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。应验经上的话说， 他的骨头一根也不可折断。经上又有一句说：你们要仰望自己所扎的人。自以后，有亚大马利人约瑟是耶稣的门徒，只因怕犹太人，就暗暗的作门徒，来到求比拉多，要把耶稣的身体领去。比拉多允准，也就把耶稣的身体领去了。
尼哥底母就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，拿着没药和沉香，约有100斤前来。他们就照犹太人同葬的规矩，把耶稣的身体用细麻布加上香料里好了。在耶稣钉十字架的地方有一个园子，园子里有一座新坟墓，是从来没有葬过人的。仅只是
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words. We have a special guest speaker today. After serving 7 years in the military and spending over 3 decades working in architecture, Mr. Sean Boyd heard the call from God, leading him to a new chapter in ministry.
今天很高興我們有Sean Boyd來到當中， 他已經有做過7年在軍隊裡當中服役， 亦都係做咗三十多年嘅有做呢個嘅建築師，咁啊覺得好高興嘅，佢都能夠喺我在座當中係幫我哋去傳道。
He is currently studying at Reformed Theological Seminary, which is located in Midtown Manhattan, where he recently completed his first year.
而且佢而家都係喺個曼哈頓都係在讀修呢個嘅神學，咁亦都係第一年嘅已經係完成。亦都係俾佢有機會嘅侍奉。
He has faithfully served the church as both an elder and a deacon.
亦都喺教會當中，佢係一個嘅長老，亦都係一個執事。
Please join me in welcoming Mr. Sean Boyd. He is here to share his sermon titled "Christ is honored in His burial to honor us."
咁佢今日係為我哋嘅傳道題目係基督在安葬中得榮耀。也使我們得榮耀，我們一起歡迎他。
Hi, good morning and thank you.
早晨，多謝你。
I enjoyed worshiping with you last week, and it's a pleasure to present God's word to you today.
過去個星期，我都有機會嘅，一齊嚟到當中，一齊同大家崇拜，亦都係好高興嘅。今天嘅早上都嚟到台當中。
Let us pray.
一齊祈禱。
Dear Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you, God, for your glorious presence today and always.
我哋嘅慈愛天父，我哋嘅聖子聖靈，我哋都多謝你，讓我哋嘅榮耀可以同我哋同在。
Where you alone are the satisfier of our lives and our hearts.
是唯有你才能够去满足我们每个人的内心的心灵。
Please help us to humbly submit ourselves to you, Jesus. Please pour out the Holy Spirit to illuminate both our minds and our hearts.
求你去帮助我们，叫我们有谦卑的心去降服于你，让我们你的大能、大力、你的圣灵去光照我们的心思意念。
To help us understand what you want us to see in this passage.
让我们能够今天可以看到、明白你给我们的真理。
Help us to see your majesty, who and what you are doing for us in this passage.
让我们看到你的荣耀，让我们看到你当中的经文当中你是哪一位。
With your wisdom, please answer our many questions about death, dying, and burial.
求你有个智慧，让我们去明白什么叫死亡、临终和安葬。
Surround us with your assurance and comfort to properly deal with our feelings of uncertainty and resistance to this passage.
好叫我哋能够喺内心当中，我哋能够去明白，让我哋都系喺内心当中，我哋唔明白嘅不安、怀疑，咩叫做安葬、死亡，让我哋去了解。
Thank you, Jesus, for being our eternal and reliable covenantal King of all creation. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
我们去感谢你，你是一个永恒信实的神，你是一个立骨立约的神。我们祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
For those who are still grieving and in pain for loved ones and friends who have died and dying, I am very sorry for all that you and your family are going through, for the immense sorrow that you are experiencing.
我都是去为到在座当位大家的，如果你仍然都是有，譬如说有为到你有家人或者朋友去过世有伤痛的时间，我们都是为到你 去难过。
As Christians, we take death very seriously, the grave, burial, because God does.
我们作为基督徒，我们对死亡安葬是看得很严，都是很严肃的 去对待。
My hope in this sermon,is to help us confront death and burials as Christ does, and to speak to the heaviness in our hearts for losing loved ones and neighbors.
亦都係希望今天嘅早上呢個經文，讓我哋去明白咩叫真正嘅咩叫死亡，同埋呢個死亡帶嚟嘅摧毀，同埋我哋嘅盼喺主入邊當中嘅盼望，讓我哋去更加明白，讓神嘅話語留喺我哋心中。
And at the same time, my hope is to show how Christ is honored.In his burial.
亦都喺呢个嘅经文当中，然后都系去尊荣神在呢个讲到呢个安葬嘅当中。
And how he honors us in our sinners' burial by giving us eternal hope in him now, in this life, and the next.
亦都让我们明白藉着这个神的安葬，亦都是让我们明白这个罪人当中的安葬，怎么去荣在同一当中怎么去荣耀神，让我们去明白。
Burying the dead raises many questions and feelings. Questions like facing death is unsettling and offensive to our inner soul seeking life.
面对死亡，我们去看到我们内心里面当中是感觉到很多的不安，让我们去难以去接受。
Burying loved ones is upsetting and confusing to our hearts.
对安葬的当中，对家人令到有当中的伤痛、困惑，同埋有心碎。
For many, death and funerals are traumatic, and they overpower our emotions.
都系喺个当中讲到有死亡、安葬嘅时候，对住一个人嘅心情当中系一个好大嘅负荷，心灵嘅负荷。
We have questions like, why should we even talk about death?And why is there death?
我哋会去问点解我哋去讲嘅死亡，我哋点解死亡会存在
？Can't we just skip over this unpleasantness and ignore it?
我哋点解唔好话唔好讲死啦，不如讲啲开心嘅事啦
？Shouldn't we instead be talking about life and living? Because according to Matthew 22:33, God is the God of the living and not the dead.
我哋唔應該應該講一啲係話有生命啲嘅嘢，或者係點去活出呢個生命？因為馬太福音第22:32講到就話神不是死人的神，而是活人的神。
Philippians 4:8 says that we are to think of things that are lovely and true and pure and good. So why think of death and funerals and graves？
亦都喺腓立比書第4:8都講到俾我知道話，我要係思想一切真實。可敬可義公義聖潔可愛有美名有什麼嘅事
And finally with all the world's perspectives on death and cemeteries and afterlife how are we as Christians and people supposed to think about burying our loved ones and our neighbors
所以世界上充滿著咁多呢啲嘅死亡呢啲嘅墳墓或者呢啲嘅觀點我作為基督徒，我作為基督徒，我應該點樣去面對人嘅死安葬呢啲事咧
？Burial ceremonies for our neighbors and our communities and loved ones can be very important, healing and honorable.
嗱，其實喺安葬當中，對呢個嘅人當中呢、這個社團當中係一個好重要嘅一個嘅一件事。
The world has all kinds of burial rituals, funerals bring all kinds of people together to remember, to grieve, to share, to be embraced, to honor.
咁喺世界上都有好多唔同种嘅，因为唔同嘅文化有好多唔同嘅安葬，喺唔同安葬当中有唔同嘅一齐点样去追思、去哀悼，我哋都系点去分享。
They allow people to let hot tears run down their cheeks to their chin.
亦都喺安葬當中，實際都係帶著好多嘅傷痛，好多嘅流淚。
They cause us to confront deep down emotions and questions that we have about life and God。
亦都係俾到我哋有好多嘅傷痛嘅當中，我哋會去懷疑或者去尋問喺神嘅當中係點解點去睇。
They cause us to ask God.Very tough questions and fall upon him with our emotions, with all our feelings.
因为喺个情绪嘅当时，我哋会好多嘅问题会去问神。
Even though these can be good and important, we know that no amount of love and honoring that is done for those that are grieving will in itself be sufficient to remove the pain and sorrow and questions.
亦都係知道就係話，無論係點嘅情況都好，我哋覺得好多時無論係點樣都係好難去消除我哋內心當中嘅痛苦傷痛。
And for many, it surely does not bring hope.
而所以話喺依個嘅覺得就話喺依個存在依個冇嘅盼望當中。
Now let's look at this burial ritual in this passage.
所以我哋去睇就話喺依個經文當中點樣去睇依個安葬。
To many, Jesus' burial seems fairly insignificant and a minor part of the Savior's bigger redemptive story.
因为当我们去看这个安葬的时候，好像很多人看觉得这个安葬好像不是很重要的一项， 经文里面当中不是很重要的事。
What beauties does God want us to see here in His Word? How does it connect with God's overarching redemptive covenant story in the Bible?
但我就想你大家睇到就话呢个耶稣基督嘅安葬点样去同呢个嘅救赎嘅计划点样去相连相结
？How can Jesus' burial be honorable?
就话点样睇到话耶稣嘅基督嘅安葬点样成为一个充满着荣耀嘅事咧
？First, thinking back to Easter this past April, many of us know that the crucifixion and burial events are part of the Passover week.
一提起就话，当我哋去睇时候就话，好似今个月嘅四月当中呢个复活节啊，呢个嘅系当中其实系同呢个逾越节嘅时间系分唔开。
Passover is a solemn event that remembers how God rescued the Israelites.From their cruel enslavement in Egypt.
亦都逾越节其实系一个好重要嘅节日，系就系纪念当时嘅犹太人点样喺呢个嘅埃及去得到释放，唔系成为奴仆。
They remember how Pharaoh would not abolish their enslavement to allow their freedom to leave as God called them to leave.
就系去纪念就话当时嘅埃及嗰个法老王点样唔肯放开呢啲嘅犹太人，让佢哋去离开呢个埃及。
We know that God ordained Moses to confront a hard-hearted Pharaoh with his final judgment upon the Egyptians.
你都去记得就话点样嘅喺最后嘅时间，点样神都系去拣选去摩西去点样去面对个心硬嘅法老，点样去施行呢个最后嘅审判，点样去喺当时嘅埃及人当中去落灾。
The judgment by killing all the firstborn males through the land for any who did not obey God's very specific set of instructions that included selecting the perfect lamb to be sacrificed and to spread its blood over the doorpost and the door head frame.
就话点样去审判，去最后嘅审判就系话去一切唔相信神嘅人，让佢哋系冇将呢个嘅羔羊嘅血洒喺佢哋嘅门嘅门框嗰时候。嗰家人嘅头一个头生嘅儿子就会被去宰杀。
So the day before Jesus' crucifixion, Jesus was observing Passover with his disciples and telling them that he is both the host, the Lord of the Passover, and he is the perfect final sacrifice.
就系耶稣被钉嘅前一日，就系当时就系去同佢嘅门徒喺逾越节当中，佢有呢个嘅时间。亦都系去宣告佢自己，佢系逾越节当中嘅呢个嘅主人，亦都系逾越节当中嘅主，亦都系逾越节当中嘅呢个完全嘅祭物。
As many of you know, the sacrifice of the lamb was temporal for appeasing God's wrath.
就话大家都知道，就话呢个嘅祭物就系去喺逾越节嘅当中点样去系献祭。
Where Jesus's sacrifice was endured the judgment of the Father, his sacrifice was everlasting and fully destroyed sin and death.
就耶稣呢个嘅牺牲，就系完全嘅去承受咗呢个神嘅呢个嘅审判，呢个愤怒系永远嘅去呢个承诺。
Jesus completely fulfilled the covenantal obligations of both God and man by spilling his perfect, holy, sin-free blood.And thereby assuring us that he perfectly honors God and his promises.
就话耶稣基督去透过佢自己嘅身体去舍身去流佢嘅宝血去完全嘅将呢个嘅罪去披上呢个代价。
Jesus is the true promise keeper. Jeremiah 31:33 says, God's covenantal promise to us, and I will be their God, and they will be my people.
就耶利米书第三十一章三十三节，佢记载话：神向我们所立的新约应许，我要作他们的神，他们也作我的子民。就记载咗耶稣基督系一个真正嘅去守约嘅呢个神。
You'll remember in verse 33 after Jesus died, it speaks of how the Passover carried significant obligations set by God.
就话喺三十一章嗰时讲到，当耶稣死后，佢讲到就话逾越节对呢个犹太人所设立呢个嘅律法嘅要求。
Because of this high holy Sabbath of the Passover would soon start that Friday after sunset, the Jews would make a request to the Roman governor to be able to remove the bodies off the crosses of wood, crosses of curses for the criminals.
也都是当时的，如果看回第三十一节讲到的话，当时在个逾越节的时间，也都是星期日的安息日是开始，照据这个的节日的当中，他们不可以有这个的不洁净的尸体在个当中，所以他们就要求犹太人，要求罗马的政府将十字架的尸体拿下来。
This was done to God to honor God's covenant with the Israelites to keep the land holy.
就是他们去怎样去将他们说讲到犹太人将这个圣地怎样去有是至圣的。
In Deuteronomy 21:22-23, if a person carries a sentence of death and is put to death on a tree, he is cursed of God.
也都喺呢个生命记度有一章22-23节讲到嘅话，犯了该死的罪，被处死后挂在木头上，他就是被神诅咒的人，他的尸体不可留在木头上过夜，必须在当天安葬，免得污秽耶和华你神赐的地。
And his body is not to be left overnight, but bury him on the same day, so that you do not defile the land that God has given you.
就刚才讲到就话要点样嘅，要将喺同一日嘅时间，要将个尸体攞下嚟，所以咧唔会去沾污神嘅地。
Back to the crucifixion.
就讲到当时嘅钉十字架。
Do you remember who is and who is not at the crucifixion of Jesus?
记唔记得喺当时耶稣基督被钉十字架嘅时候，边个喺嗰度，或者边个唔喺嗰度
？According to Scripture, John, the author of this gospel, and the disciple whom Jesus loved, is the only apostle and male disciple witnessing Jesus' death on the cross, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and a few other women.
就是就当我睇翻呢个圣经嘅记载，就话当耶稣被钉十字架嘅时候，就只系有约翰，就系、是、写呢本书卷嘅约翰，亦都系约瑟呢本写书卷嘅约瑟，同埋当时嘅门，佢系当时唯一嘅门徒，系当时留喺嗰度，因为其他嘅门徒唔喺嗰度。而同一时间嘅亦都系有当时有佢母亲玛利亚，亦都系抹大利嘅玛利亚，同其他嘅朋友喺当中。
Scripture tells us that the other disciples and apostles of Jesus scatter after Jesus surrenders himself to the Roman authorities and the Jewish authorities.
亦都喺圣经里面记载就话，当耶稣去自己去被呢个兵丁去攞走嘅时候，佢自己投降嘅时候，佢嘅门徒都四方嘅去逃跑。
When Jesus voluntarily allows himself to be crucified without resistance.
耶稣基督佢自己自愿嘅。去自首，去自己嘅，去俾個兵丁去攞走。
Also, Scripture doesn't mention Jesus's father, who has probably passed away at this time.
亦都聖經冇記載當時耶穌基督嘅父親約瑟，究竟佢係咪當時係咪已經死咗啦
？After Jesus says it's finished and breathes his last breath, Joseph of Arimathea enters the scene, which is very significant.
亦都係當時耶穌佢最後一口氣講咗話成了啦，佢斷咗一口氣嘅時候，當呢個嘅約瑟係當時喺當中係好重要嘅時刻。
The Gospel tells us of Joseph of Arimathea as a new secret follower of Jesus。
亦都喺個書卷當中，佢講嘅就係話呢個嘅瑪利亞亞里馬大嘅約瑟，佢成為耶穌嘅新嘅門徒，佢秘密嘅去跟隨耶穌嘅人。
He's a rich religious man and a prominent member of the Sanhedrin.
咁呢个约瑟系边一位咧？呢个约瑟就系当时其实系一个富有嘅一个嘅宗教嘅人士，亦都系犹太公会入边当中一个嘅主要嘅议员。
The Bible doesn't tell us much of Joseph of Arimathea, how he witnessed Jesus's ordeals or trials or crucifixion, but as a member of the Jewish legislative body, with rabbis, priests, and other leaders of Jewish elite society.We believe that he knew and saw a lot.
喺圣经当中冇乜去点去记载呢一个嘅亚里马太人呢个嘅约瑟，佢点样嘅去睇到见证耶稣基督嘅受苦，佢嘅受审系被钉十字架嘅过程。但系佢嗰时身为一个嘅公务犹太嘅一个人员，一个公务人员， 佢都係佢應該係有充分理由去相信佢知道當時好多嘢。
From the Gospels, we know that he was afraid of other religious leaders who sought the death of Jesus.
我都知道好多嘅領袖當時都係好懼怕當時嘅宗教領袖。
From the text, God called and ordained Joseph of Arimathea, this elite member of Jewish society in Jerusalem.
亦都喺從呢個經文當中睇到，就係話神去親自揀選咗呢個嘅約瑟，係當時係記住佢係喺耶路撒冷猶太人當中嘅上層人士。
God changed his fearful heart from being a secret follower of Jesus to humbly go public with his beliefs.
神去改變呢一位嘅約瑟，佢從呢個嘅恐懼，充滿著恐懼嘅心，成為一個跟隨耶穌基督嘅人，成為一個能夠去謙卑、去公開佢自己係跟隨耶穌嘅人。
The Holy Spirit had been working in Joseph of Arimathea's fearful heart to embolden him to publicly honor Jesus by being his personal priest for Jesus's burial ritual.
而神就話：呢個喺度就話聖經咪講就話聖靈點樣去令到呢個約瑟去充滿著呢個嘅改變，從呢個嘅充滿著恐懼嘅呢個嘅員工，佢點樣去秘密嘅成為呢個神嘅耶穌基督嘅門徒？點樣去勇敢嘅去公開去尊榮耶穌？點樣去安去成去自己去 volunteer 點樣去成為耶穌基督安葬嘅安葬者？
Joseph knows he'll be found out by other religious leaders and leaders of the Sanhedrin.
約瑟都好清楚，佢一定要去需要做呢啲嘅嘢。
He knows this outward public display of bold love to glorify Jesus will jeopardize his career, his standing in Jewish high society. This is good news for us. When we are weak, God is strong.
當我其實我知道就話記住就係當時係佢只係公開嘅好勇敢去面對去表達佢對耶穌嘅基督嘅愛，佢其實係對佢自己本身嘅身份、佢嘅職位係喺佢社會當中嘅當時嘅名望係有好大嘅影響。
God worked in Joseph's heart and mind to devise this wonderful plan to expose his life in Christ to others.
就話神點樣去將呢個嘅約瑟。怎樣去有一個改變。
God's plan included another secret follower of Jesus, Nicodemus, another rich religious man, likely in the Sanhedrin.
也都是當神這個安葬的時候，怎樣都是改變另一個人，這個尼哥底母，他當時當中都是另一個，都是一個很有錢的一個宗教人士。
Joseph of Arimathea would have needed to coordinate God's time-sensitive plan with Nicodemus before Jesus' death.
就話呢個約瑟同尼哥底母亦都係要點樣嘅去用呢個時間點去搞呢個嘅安葬。
As we read in the text, this public plan includes talking with Pilate, who chose to be pressured by Jewish leaders and crowds to condemn an innocent man to death.
亦都係當時睇嘅經文當中，就係呢個比拉多係當時嘅猶太宗教去被選嘅，去被施壓當中點樣去要同佢哋傾點樣去處理呢個嘅安葬。
It included taking Jesus off the public cross and carrying him to Joseph's own empty tomb, a tomb that people could see and where Jewish leaders sent guards to guard.
就話尼哥底母同埋呢個約瑟係點樣去籌備去計劃，就將耶穌基督嘅身體同呢個比拉多去傾，跟住攞佢嘅身體落嚟，就去到呢個嘅建一個墳墓。呢個墳墓會有呢個猶太嘅宗教後有人會去守住呢個墳墓。
God's wonderful plan included gathering lots of costly aromatic spices and perfumes and buying linens to wrap Jesus.
神都有佢計劃，點樣佢哋有呢個籌備、呢個預備，去有呢個嘅抹香，有呢個嘅麻布，點樣去安葬耶穌基督嘅身體
？This plan was likely shared by Joseph with the Apostle John and with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the other women.
就話呢個點樣去安排呢個安葬，就係點樣去同約翰點樣去同有呢個嘅瑪利亞有幾個婦女有分享。
as God was growing love for Jesus in Joseph's heart, God granted Joseph an amazing gift to honor Jesus as Lord and publicly, intimately display that.
就是神怎样去将这个约瑟在心中当中有改变，从这个愿意去公开，去自己去领这个身体，去筹备，去接耶稣基督的身体，去安葬。
Joseph became the good Samaritan that Jesus so vividly describes in Luke chapter 10.
约瑟就是成为了这个路加福音第十章所形容的那位好撒玛利亚人。
Unlike the priests in that story, who passed by the half-dead man on the other side of the road, Joseph of Arimathea took Jesus' bloody corpse off the cross and cradled his body.
就是说这个人好像一个半死的状态留在路边，这个祭司就是说好像这个约瑟，他怎么样用耶稣基督。 去流他的宝血，流他的身体，怎么去抱他上来，怎么去照顾他。
Joseph would have carried Jesus' body with dignity, laying upon a stone slab in the virgin, sin-free tomb, now made sacred with his presence.
就说这个约瑟怎么去将耶稣基督很小心的身体，很小心地放在这个石头上，怎么样将他的身体去洁干净，怎么去包好他。
Joseph would have removed gently the crown of thorns. He would have stretched out Jesus, his arms and his legs and his head in a straight position.
就说约瑟怎么样去将这个耶稣基督他头上的荆棘的冠冕去拿下来，怎么样细心地去将耶稣基督的身体，他的手臂怎么样去摆好。
He would have passed his hands over the skin of Jesus and feeling and looking at each wound and thinking about the horrific devastation on Jesus' divine human body.
就说怎么看到约瑟，他怎么样去将耶稣基督的身体去好好的去洁净，去摸到耶稣基督的伤痕，去擦去安排。
He would have wept as he gazed upon Jesus' body that was violently murdered by monstrous men, men he knew well, all according to God's righteous hatred of sin that fell upon the Son of God.
就说当时他都是看到耶稣基督的身体，他的手，他的身体被刺伤，看到这些人怎么样去将耶稣基督去刺伤，去刺死。
Joseph would have prayed and thanked God for his plan, for providing all the supplies, for guiding every step of the way to give great honor to King Jesus in his death, when Jesus deserved the same honor in his life.
而这个约瑟也是去感谢神，去感谢神，因为有神一切的安排，给到有一切需要的肉品，怎么去将耶稣基督的身体去洁净，怎么去帮耶稣基督配得一个尊荣这个安葬。
Again, Joseph not only spent his time and money on caring for Jesus, like the Good Samaritan, he sacrificed his job security, his high position in the Sanhedrin and among society.
大家要记住，当时这位约瑟，他不单止成为一个只是一个好的撒玛利亚人，怎么样去用他的金钱，用他的时间，怎么样去安葬耶稣基督，而反而的就是要记住，他愿意去牺牲他自己的职位，他前途，他愿意在公众前面去安葬主耶稣基督，成为他尊荣的地位。
What does this tell us about the goodness of God?
这个安葬告诉我们什么呢?
Death and burial will not deter God from orchestrating and ordaining his holy and gracious plan of redemption, even in our fallen state of sin and death.
就说就算是死亡或者安葬，是永远的，不能够阻挡这个耶稣，阻挡神，怎么样去这个计数的救惑，不能够在最终去堕落。
Because God is in charge of everything, all created things, he will never minimize the things that we, as fallen, sinful humans, face in this life, including death and burial.
就说神他有他掌管，是去掌管一切受造之物， 是永远不会轻看这些堕落有罪今生人面对一切的死亡和安葬。
Burial is not the end for us. God will not abandon us so that we don't have to deal with sin, death, and funerals on our own.
所以安葬不是人生结终的终点，神也都不会是撇下我们去自己独自的面对这个罪，自己的去面对这个死亡和安葬。
Let's look back at this Passover time frame. Jesus faces praises and cheers being held as king coming into Jerusalem.
当我睇翻经文嘅时候，就系大家记得，当耶稣去先去嚟到呢个耶路撒冷嘅地方嘅时候，系好多人好欢系欢呼嘅，系欢迎佢成为一个君王。
Then he was confronted with betrayal within his own followers.
而之后佢遭到佢自己门徒嘅背叛。
He dealt with being captured, Jewish religious scrutiny and trials.
之后佢被呢个嘅去捉捕，亦都系俾当时犹太嘅领袖去审问。
The Roman state criminal court system, police brutality, criminal humiliation.
而当时都经历过当时嘅罗马政府嘅刑事嘅审判，亦都系成对嘅执法人员嘅武力嘅对待。
Jesus endured the same horrific death that other criminals deserve: abandonment, death, and burial.
佢承受咗当时人或者当时嘅罪人应该所受嘅惩罚。而最后的去受到一个死刑。
But we have hope.
但是当中我们有一个盼望。
We know burial is not the end for us. The Old Testament speaks of resurrections from the dead, and Jesus resurrected a few people during his life.
我们知道就是说这个的安葬不是人生里面当中的结终，也都在旧约当中去记载死人的复活，也都有耶稣基督记载的怎样去将死人的复活。
These are God's glorious signs that point us to the miraculous event of King Jesus' resurrection, defeating sin and death.
一切都是这个神荣耀的这个记号，也都是指向着这个神迹，指向着这个我们所信的耶稣基督他自己的复活，去战胜这个死亡。
And assures us that how Jesus will keep his covenantal promises to us to resurrect and lead us into the new eternal life with him, perfected without sin in the new heavens and new earth described in Revelation 21.
也都向我们去保证，就是耶稣必定的会遵守神的新约的神面当中新约的应许，就是说我们都会必是复活去进入这个与同神的同在，也都毫无这个罪的新生命，是好像启示录的21章所述说的新天新地。
So how should we as believers see Jesus' burial ceremony as honoring us in our sinners' burial?
就是当我们怎么去看，就是当我看到耶稣基督的这个安葬，怎么去荣耀我们自己的这个安葬呢？
Scripture tells us that we are dead in our sins and have been buried with Jesus in Romans 6.
也都在罗马书第六章讲，就话我们都好像与耶稣基督一同的安葬。
It tells us that our old self was crucified with Jesus in order that our old body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
也讲到就话我们的好像同神一样，我们的旧我与主一齐的同葬，一齐死。
Another example in 1 Corinthians 15:35 that describes how a seed must die in the ground in order to have new life.
也都是哥林多前书第十五章讲，就话这个种子必要先落地上死了，先至能够长出这个新的生命。
From these passages of poetic metaphors, let me provide an illustration to more deeply understand what Jesus does for his church, his royal family, as sinners in this burial moment.
就话呢个嘅圣经当中嘅形容，让我系更加嘅去点样去形容去了解俾你知。
In order to be one with Christ, he calls us to die to our sinful nature.
佢讲就话，当我们相信主耶稣嘅时候，我哋需要喺罪嘅当中，我哋去死。
But we can't do that on our own. We need God to intervene.
但我们自己是做不到这件事，我们需要神去介入。
In our sinful dead state of this fallen life, Jesus not only takes our bodies and prepares them for our sinner burial, but also our hearts, which affects our whole life.
就我们要需要去向神去求，去帮助我们，让我们在最终里面当作去死，让我们去能够接纳这个嘅心，真新嘅心。
Jesus lays us down and weeps over us with tears of blood.
就我们将这个罪嘅去致死，我们耶稣基督会接纳我们，将我们嘅罪嘅死嘅身体流放低，耶稣基督佢都会流下眼泪。
He washes us clean with his purifying, sinless blood.
他去洁净我们，用他的宝血。
He makes us holy and righteous by covering us with his blood. He tenderly embraces our dead in sin bodies.
他用他的宝血去洁净我们，所使我们能够成为圣洁公义，让我们在最终得到释放。
The Bible says that we are his hands and his feet to care for the good of others.
圣经告诉我们，告诉我们，我们是他的手，他的脚。
Jesus caresses our shoulders and our arms and our hands and our fingers so that we might become the helping hands in this life.
耶稣基督轻轻向我轻柔地去触摸我们的手臂，我们的手指，去帮助我们成为他的子民，去施行这个救恩。
He blesses our legs and our knees and our feet and our toes so that we can move where he calls us to be.
就说去祝福我们的手臂，我们的双脚，让我们能够向前行，去宣告耶稣基督的信息。
He kisses our forehead, anointing our minds so that we're able to know him rightly and smile more for others.
耶稣基督去亲吻我们的额头，让我们有改变这个心思的意念。 让我们正确地去认识这个神，让我们能够有一个笑面。
With his pierced hands, he cups and cradles our heart.
就说用他的钉痕的手，怎样去托住我们的心。
He melts away the surrounding hard shell from our hearts that's been working hard to protect us from these experiencing traumas and pains.
他用他的双手，怎样去融化我们这个刚硬的心。 叫我们能够去保障我们，保护我们，让我们不再受这个伤害。
He applies ointment to the wounds of our heart, the bruises, the cuts, the punctures.
他用这个膏药，也是一个药油，怎样去医治我们内心这个刺痛，这个伤痕。
Then he wraps our helpless heart with fragrances and spices so that it becomes a new heart. One that's more lovely and compassionate, one that's generous to others.
也都是神，也都是用这个抹香，这个神，这个香气，怎么样去将我们这个伤痛的心成为一个新的心，让这个新的生命当中充满着一个怜悯喜乐。
Jesus knows our heart. He knows our innermost thoughts, our sorrows, our fears, our shames, our aspirations, dreams and joys.
耶稣去清楚我们内心一切的思想、心思意念，去知道我们的伤痛、我们的羞愧、我们的抱负、我们的梦想、我们的喜乐。
Jesus honors us by bringing us our hearts into a right relationship with him.
神去帮助我们，能够成为将我们同神一个真正有真正应该有的关系。
Jesus is pouring out the Holy Spirit to guide our hearts and our lives, to glorify him, and to honorably serve others.
也都是神去灌顾，就是透过一个圣灵去浇灌住我们的生命，去引导我们，我们的生命当中怎么去荣耀他，怎么去跟随他，侍奉他。
In Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we are made new in him today as his sheep, as his church, to love and serve our neighbors more than ourselves.
所以藉着耶稣基督的生命，他的死亡，他的复活，令我们今天成为一个新造新人，成为他的羔羊，成为他的教会，去侍奉我们的邻舍，去侍奉他。
And we have hope for Jesus in this resurrection of our eternal bodies in the new heavens and new earth.
所以叫我们有一个确据，有一日我们在永恒的生命，在新天新地当中。
We have hope in Jesus, the perfect Joseph of Arimathea, the perfect Good Samaritan.
我们是有耶稣基督当中，我们是一个完全的，好像的约瑟，完全的一个人。
And what does this all mean for us? How are we to honor God and to honor others going through pains and sorrows of losing someone?
就我哋點樣去都係同一個去睇到就話點樣去當中去榮耀神嘅時候，點樣去安慰當中有傷痛傷心嘅人呢？
We individually and as the church are to remember our Lord Jesus, what he has done for us in this burial moment.
我們每一個人都作為耶穌基督的身體，這個教會，要去紀念當時我們的主，我們的救贖主，他所做的一切。
We are to remember that we are Jesus' humble hands and feet to serve and embrace with sincere smiles of concern and eyes that cherish and weep for others' needs.
我們要記得就是說我們是耶穌基督謙卑的手和腳去侍奉其他人，而用真誠的笑容去做，去珍惜我們身邊的人，怎樣去面對。
We are to ask Jesus to help us to see all people as more beautiful than we could ever imagine. By seeing the majesty of Jesus, what he has done, what he is doing, and what he promises to do.
也都是请求耶稣基督去帮助我们去看到他的荣耀，看到他的成就。
The church ought to have a robust and trustworthy praise ministry, prayer ministry with Christians who are available to pray for the deep cries of the souls and the people in this church, in our communities, and throughout the world.
也都是教会应该成为有一个的事工，这个事工就是充满着这个祈祷，可以随时的，是为了这个教会，或者教会的社区，为到这个世界的去祈祷。
We are to make time to be present and listen to those who have heavy hearts.
我们做教会的，我们需要有这个心思意念，一起有这个团契的生活。
The church needs to come together to discuss how to minister to others in the church, outside the church, those struggling with great loss and sorrows and questions and heartache.
我作为教会的，我需要的怎么样去筹备，怎么样去关心在内的，在爱的，有心思心碎的人。
This is how we honor God.
这才是这样的方法能够去尊荣神。
This is how we give praise to King Jesus.
我们才是这样才能够怎么样去赞美我们的神。
By actively participating in the lives of others as Christ shows us, by showing them great honor and dignity and love.
就说我怎么去效法这个基督，怎么样去参与，也都是怎么样的去关心别人。
Let me give a quick prayer.
所以让我一起比较祈祷。
Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for feeding us this day by giving us your scripture and your sermon that comforts, consoles, and cherishes our hurting hearts to rely on you for all that we are and have in worship and wonder each day.
所以我们去感谢主你，我们求着这个圣父、圣子、圣灵，借着今日的说话，去让你的说话去喂养我们，我们感谢你的安慰，去扶持、珍惜我们伤痛的心情。 让我们今天的崇拜、赞美的当中，每一句、每一天的，都是单单依靠着你，你所有的一切，都是你我们所拥有，是属于主你。我们祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.